countries from around the world signed in 2015 a United Nations Plan for Sustainable Global Development. It was greeted as an unprecedented move towards creating a fairer and more sustainable world. The Czech government was due to give an update on its progress in attempting to meet some of the goals in the UN this week. At the same time, the Czech branch of the NGO Social Watch prepared to present its findings about progress or lack of them locally. I myself, Chris Johnston, with this report. The Shadow Report, as the Czech branch of Global Watch describes it, gives a mixed assessment of progress so far. One of the authors of that report, Tomáš Tožická, underlined how the goals should be setting a fundamental framework for Czech policy across a wide range of areas, at home and abroad, aimed at creating a fairer society.
Agenda 2030 is nowadays one of the most, if not the most important document of world sustainable development. It is important also for the Czech Republic because it shows not only how to participate on the sustainable development in the world, but how to guarantee the sustainable development inside the Czech Republic. And sustainable development, we cannot understand it as only environmental, as we did it in the Czech Republic for many years. But sustainable development means also social and economical sustainability on the same level.
Unfortunately, according to the Shadow Report, the Czech Republic has come up short in delivering some of the promised measures, though in some cases they were supposed to be among the coalition government's flagship social policies. That failure has in part been covered up by a booming economy, which has given the government more room to award pay increases to some low-paid sectors of the workforce and to try and set a higher bar for the rest of the economy by increasing the minimum wage. Tomáš Tožická again.
When we see the social development and economical development, of course, both are interconnected, and thanks to the rapid growing economy, there is also some positive influences on the social affairs. But generally, the government is far behind to fulfill the 2030 agenda and equality goals especially. For us, big problem is that the Europe, not only European Union, but the Europe is still divided on the West and East. And the convergence and the real partnership between East and West is still far away behind our ideas which we have in the early 90s.
While Czech economic growth in 2016 was 2.3%, Social Watch's experts point out that this is around half the level of the previous economic boom, which ended in 2008, suggesting that the catch-up with more developed Western economies is slowing down. And they point out that Czech economic model is still based on low domestic wages, abetted until the start of this year by an undervalued currency thanks to the low crown policy. And while the Czech Republic can boast the lowest unemployment rates in the EU, low wages mean that working poverty is a reality for many of those with jobs, with around a quarter of working women estimated to fall into this category. Basic problems such as the wide gender pay gap between men and women, which spills over into pension payments as well, and the higher risk of poverty in old age for women, and the fact that many single mothers are caught in the poverty trap, have not been tackled, the watchdog warns. Tomáš Tožická on the pay gap between men and women.
The Czech Republic is one of the highest countries in these differences. It's on the level of 22%, which doesn't mean only part of that is equal pay for equal job. Anyway, this big difference in payments show that the jobs for women are much less paid than jobs for men.
Another aspect is domestic violence. The Czech Republic was the last but one EU country in May 2016 to sign up to the Council of Europe Istanbul Convention on Violence Against Women and Domestic Violence. It describes such violence as gender-based and makes countries responsible for preventing it. But the convention has not been ratified by Prague so far, with Social Watch arguing that politicians are simply not prepared to accept the underlying gender basis for such violence. One of the government's flagship social policies was supposed to be a new law on social housing, tackling the problem that renting, let alone buying a flat, is impossible for many low earners. Many Czech towns and cities sold off their housing stock in the 1990s, meaning they have little to offer, with exploitative hostels often the default last stop for many. The new law was supposed to encourage local councils to develop social housing, but it is now effectively shelved ahead of October's general elections to the lower house of parliament. Tomáš Tožická again.
It's very hard to say why it doesn't happen, but there was big opposition from the cities and towns. There was opposition from the right-wing parties. And so because of that, the Czech Republic remains one of the very few countries in the world which doesn't have any kind of social or affordable housing program. Yeah, so which is very big problem, especially in Prague and suburbs of Prague, where the prices are growing and the prices of the rents are for many people unaffordable. But of course it's happened also in other towns and cities within the Czech Republic, and it's really very blind from the politicians and to have and live in this neoliberal ideology that the market will solve all the situation. We see it from United States to Southeast Asia, that only some public program can solve this situation. Of course, it doesn't mean that all housing should be under the state or cities, but there must be some kind of affordable housing program.
While some steps were taken to deal with the massive problem of Czechs who fall into debt and face debt recovery proceedings and the bailiffs, Social Watch says two fundamental measures to deal with the issue are also parked in Parliament. 1 in 10 adult Czechs face such punitive debt recovery proceedings, with the total sum at stake coming to 325 billion crowns, around a quarter of the annual state budget. While many aspects of the Czech economy have caught up with developed countries and the country could claim to be in the first world, Social Watch argues that society as a whole has not moved forward. It argues that the overall political culture still trails the West, and the network of community and civil initiatives is lacking, with the Czech Republic still in the so-called Second World. To sum it up, it argues the Czech Republic still displays a major democratic deficit. On the international scene, Social Watch despairs of Czech official support for arms exports to dubious regimes, such as Iraq and Nigeria. 2016 was a record year for Czech arms exports, with the watchdog estimating that 53% of them went to undemocratic regimes. It adds that the Foreign Ministry and Ministry of Industry and Trade have shown no willingness to step up their oversight of where Czech weapons end up. Tomáš Tožická.
It's really a shame of the Czech Republic that we are making a business with undemocratic and, okay, undemocratic, but very dangerous regimes, and with that we are supporting the violence. We are supporting the increasing of the violence within these states, and it means that it's contradictory to that what we are speaking about, especially about the human rights and fight against terrorism.
In the case of arms exports to Nigeria, Social Watch questions whether more weapons to the army will deal with the problem of insurgency in the north of the country, or will just serve to escalate problems which the army had a big hand in creating in the first place.
We have also big problems on the side of the Nigerian army, and nobody is speaking about that. And nobody is seeing that, especially the violence and the inhuman treating of the Nigerian army is one reason why such movements like Boko Haram are growing. Yeah. So the violence means increasing violence. Yeah, that's action and reaction. And our export of weapons and supporting this problematic regime by this way, it's counterproductive.
And it also underlines the fact that Czech development aid stands at just 0.14% of gross domestic product. That's way below the target of 0.7% of GDP pledged by Prague when the country was getting ready to join the European. And that was back ahead of 2004.